Hello, hello, hello! You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim, and welcome to this radio show, my friends. We started off things with a band called One Man Army. That was a song All the Way, and that was a song of their split with Alkaline Trio, BYO Split Series Volume 5. Again, that was One Man Army. Today, I have prepared for you a pretty busy show. We will have two interviews. The first one is the interview with Johnny of the band Swingin' Otters. The band played here 2 weeks ago, and before the show, we did a phone interview with Johnny. And the band released a brand new album called Poorly Formed, and this is one of the best, my favorite records I heard this year. Brilliant, brilliant record. I was so excited to talk to Johnny about this new record, and then we discussed a few other things, and they were amazing live on a Sunday night in I believe it was March 3rd. I will play for you my interview with Andrew Squidwishes of the band The Dreadnoughts. The Dreadnoughts playing this Saturday, March 16th. They're playing their anti-St. Patrick's or just regular St. Patrick's show, and they're playing at the Rick Show. And we talked with Andrew about all that stuff. But this will be in the second part of the interview, of the show, sorry. And let's start the first part with getting familiar with the new records by Swingin' Otters. The new album is amazing. I absolutely in love with this record. Poorly Formed came out on Fat Records. And let's check it out. I would like to start with an opening track. The Librarians Are Hiding Something. So this is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We are playing new Swingin' Otters for you, and this is a song called The Librarians Are Hiding Something.
Tell you
Hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 11.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We just heard a few songs of the brand new album by the band called Swingin' Otters. Their new album is called Poorly Formed and it came out in February on Fat Records. We heard three songs. The last one was Brains. Before that, we heard a song called Poor Beans. And I opened this block of Swingin' Otters with the opening track from this album called The Librarians Are Hiding Something. As I said earlier, I have prepared the interview, my interview with Johnny, who is a singer of Swingin' Otters. Let's check it out. In the first part of the interview, we discussed a lot about this brand new album. As I mentioned earlier, I just absolutely love this new record, so for me it was a great... I had a great interest talking to Johnny about this new specific album. Let's check it out. I think it turned out a very interesting conversation. This is an interview with Johnny of Swingin' Otters. First of all, congratulations on the release of this brand new brilliant record, Poorly Formed. This is one of the best releases of this year, and I'm sure that this album will end up being on many best of 2013 lists, including on my own. Congratulations on the release of this brilliant record.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very nice of you to say that.
Yeah, it's I'm in love. Can't stop listening to this album since I got it.
That's great. It's good.
In one of the recent interviews, you said that for the recording of this new record, Poorly Formed, you got a chance to write with everyone in the band. And is it a new approach for you guys to write a record?
Yeah, we've always wanted to get Jack involved in writing. And finally got his chance. And we took full advantage of it. We just wrote like about 10 songs in a month's time. Went really smoothly, and it was kind of an enjoyable experience for me, at least. And it sort of got the ball rolling on Darius writing songs as well, differently, where I would send him lyrics, and he would write the music to that. We usually didn't do it that way. I usually went over to his house, and we worked out songs together that way. But it's a little bit different approach, but they all turned out to be good, so
yes,
we're pleased with the final product.
Yeah, they did. And you mentioned that Jack was the first time to write with you, and Jack, who used to be in One and Army, Dead to Me and Revolts. In my opinion, he, you know, you as a band kept your own sound, but he really brought a little bit interesting take on your sound and maybe even catalyzed the sound. What do you think Jack brought in the band musically?
He has a really bizarre way of writing music, and sometimes he has difficulty getting lyrics or melodies down. So, it was very different sounding. It had this manic quality that I really liked, and it was easy for me to write to because it was a new type of music to write to, and I enjoyed trying to new things, kind of a challenge for me. And I was really happy that he took full advantage of the writing process with me. So.
Yeah, it was interesting. One of my friends who didn't know that Jack joined the band, he just listened to the new record and he said, "This is really strange, but this sounds like first Dead to Me album." And he didn't know that Jack joined the band. And I said, "Yeah, this is why it sounds, because it's the same guitarist and he brings a lot in terms of his sound, and then here's his, you know, the way he plays the guitar."
Yeah, it's a lot of downstrokes. You can really hear his sort of style. On the songs we wrote together, it's like almost kind of like the Strokes a little bit.
Yeah, but I think you still kept Swingin' Otters sound, but it's an interesting take on the band. I love the album.
I'm glad you do. Thank you.
If you don't mind, can we talk about a few tracks in particular?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that one of your favorite songs on the album is Military Barbara Billingsley. Why does the song stand out for you?
First of all, the title is really strange. No one can really understand why I came up with that, but it has something to do with this TV show in America called Project Runway. And it's one of the designers on that show looked like Barbara Billingsley, who's the mother in Leave It to Beaver. And I was commenting to my wife that he looks like a military Barbara Billingsley. And she said, you should name a song that. So I did that, and then I sort of took off from there. And the music sort of has a Clash feel, too. So that's probably why it's one of my favorites. Very influenced by the Clash, so.
Nice. My favorite song on the album is Stuck in a Circle, and then I remember listening, I sat down and decided, okay, this is New Swingin' Otters, I need to listen to it very, you know, like, you know, pay attention. And then the Stuck in a Circle started, I was like, what the hell is going on? Why are they playing Latina music? But when I listened to the song a few times, it became my favorite song, and I think that the whole song is so good because you have this dynamics in the song from quiet moment to the such a powerful chorus. And would you agree that this, you know, this is one of the best songs on the album?
Absolutely. That's one of Darius's songs, and I think it's probably my favorite song that he's written so far over the years. So I like the loud, quiet stuff. We don't do it that often on records, but I'm glad we were able to do it on this one.
Yeah, this is brilliant. The dynamics between quiet and powerful chord is just brilliant. The song is just killing it.
I'll tell Darius that.
And the title track, Poorly Formed, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but I hear the influences from Joy Division and other, like, post-punk bands. Am I wrong?
No, we're influenced by a boatload of bands, so, yeah, that's bound to bleed through. And, yeah, that's always been the type of music we listen to on tour. And, I think it just sort of came through. That's another one of Jack's manic attacks. So, sort of got a Pixies feel as well.
Yeah.
And science fiction was a big part of that, too. I think he was watching a lot of science fiction movies. So that's how that tune came about. And he already had the title, and then it sort of just wrote itself. So it was, that's another one of my favorites, just because it's so different sounding.
Yeah, I agree. Different sound, but still, it fits in the album as a whole, and it fits in as you, as a band, as Swingin' Otters. That's why I think this album is so interesting.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this record, so yeah, I'm glad that you like it. You always get to hear the positive feedback. Hey, Tina Fey. And Stephen Colbert, are they unaware?
some fantasy or falsehood sent from far out of the blue. Sometimes the only things I stumble on are words. The pain is worse than falling down a flight of stairs. Fall in a circle, it all comes back to you. We're all recycled, put together with old news. All of my thoughts are yours to keep. It's all for free. They come with my memories, good and bad, simple and true. I'm not trying to get out of this cheaply. Fill up with hope or a false sense of security. That I'm getting too old. Sometimes the only things I stumble on are words. The pain is worse than falling down a flight of stairs. We're all in a circle, it all comes back to you. We're all recycled, put together with old news.
Hello, 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 you are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We just heard three songs of the brand new album by Singing Arrows called Poorly Formed. We heard the title track. Before that, we heard the song called Stuck in a Circle, my favorite song on the album. And before that, we heard Military Barbara Billingsley. And Johnny talked about all those three songs, so I decided to play for you to make it, you know, to kind of put the music to his words. And yeah, so that was the songs by Sunginators of their brand new album, Poorly Formed. Let's check with the second part of my interview. Second part of the interview, we mostly discussed his other projects, Drug Lords of the Avenues, Filthy Thieving Bastards, and his also his art career. Let's check it out. So this will be the second part of my interview with Johnny of Swinging Others. Let's check it out. Let's talk a little bit about your other projects. I know that I heard that the Drug Lords of the Avenues new album is almost ready. When can we expect to hear the new record?
That should be out in the next month or two.
Wow.
I'm not really sure how long it takes to get these things together.
But it's finished, right?
It's finished.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been finished for a while. They're waiting on the artwork from me, and I was busy sort of doing the Swing and Utters thing. So, finally, I got down to finishing the artwork and got it over to them at Red Scare, and they said it should be out soon. So, I'm not really sure the release date. Haven't really told me, but it's ready to go.
Yeah, glad to hear that it's finished, and so it's just a matter of time to hear the new album.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously the question to follow, any plans on a new music from Filthy Thieving Bastards?
Yeah, we really want to. It's we're sort of focusing on the Utters right now and touring and just trying to get out there for this record, play the new songs, see how they go live. But yeah, we're definitely in the back of our mind. We're trying to get some new material for that band as well. I have a bunch of songs already written. Darius, I know, always has songs written. We just need to get together and start piecing them together and practicing. It's a matter of time before that new stuff comes out from that band.
This is awesome because we're waiting. The fans are waiting.
Okay. We'll try to get on the ball.
Speaking of projects and collaborations, back in 1999, you worked on a song Haywire with Ann Barretta for their album To All the Fallen Heroes, which came out on Lookout. Could you please tell the story about of that collaboration?
We were playing a show, I believe it was in Virginia, and Lear came up to me and said, "Hey, we're recording right now. Would you be interested in laying down a vocal track?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't really have anything written for her." I mean, it was just out of the blue. He just asked if I could sing a line from a song or anything like that. So I just came up with a catastrophe thing and sang that line. I didn't think it would come of anything. I thought that they would shoot it down because it was kind of a rushed thing where I just popped in the studio real quick after our show, and they kept it on the record.
Swingin' Utters as a band mix a lot of genres in your music and your sound and into punk rock, and reggae is one of those genres. I know that you're a reggae fan, a specifically fan of Big Youth. Could you please tell a little bit how you personally got into reggae music? I was wondering if it was influenced by The Clash.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Santa Cruz, and they always had reggae concerts there. I mean, any reggae act that was on tour, they usually had a stop in Santa Cruz. So we were fortunate enough to see a lot of great bands come through, like Toots and the Maytals and Jimmy Cliff, Peter Tosh, Steel Pulse, and then a lot of ska acts like English Beat. Mm-hmm. And there's also some local bands that were sort of delving into reggae as well. But yeah, my brother was the main person that got me into all the music that I like now, because he was sort of an avid record collector that bought records daily. So I got a good taste of all types of music through him, and sort of took off from there. Reggae is just a bizarre music to me. It's super mysterious. It's sounds positive, but it's got some pressing lyrics sometimes. And I don't know, there's something about that I really enjoy. It's got a lot of in common with punk rock to me, and I can see why The Clash sort of had that in their music as well.
Yeah, I agree, because to me both genres go hand in hand. Reggae and punk music, I think, like, I'm both fan of both genres, if you know, if you'd like to put a label on it. But yeah, I feel that both genres are really, really go hand in hand, as I said.
Yeah, totally. I think it's one of the original rebel music.
Yeah. And the final question, I know that you're not only the musician, you're also an artist, and you create art that looks like Velvet Underground sounds. In your maybe personal life, is this your own art project as important as all music projects you're involved in?
Yeah, I think so. I get a lot of ideas from drawing and the lyrics as well. They sort of go hand in hand with me. It's like creating something. It doesn't matter if it's music, art, any kind of performance. I just think it's important to create every day. So I try to do that. And right now, I'm really into drawing. And I think they go hand in hand because I get a lot of crazy ideas from my drawings. And you can almost see the way I move on stage in my drawings as well.
Yeah. You can see the similarity. I see now, because right now I'm looking at your webpage at Absolute Arts, and yeah, I can see now those characters, and they're similar to the way you move on stage. This is interesting.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I love, like, right now my favorite one from the ones you have on this website is old-timey nightshirt. This cute pig in the suit looks brilliant.
Oh yeah, jump in the fence. I think that was I was reading Charlotte's Web to my daughter, and sort of got that idea from there.
Yeah, my favorite one on this page.
Cool. I'm glad you like it.
Thank you so much for this interview. We are super excited to see you on Sunday in Vancouver at the Rickshaw.
Cool. Make sure you come up and say hello so I can see who you are.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, Johnny.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm lying here on the front lawn, a few months before the break of dawn. Full of regrets, a pocket full of mints, and my daughter's badly drunk. Let's go down to the Hokies, to a break on both knees. Stiffen up the joints, trying to make a point of my life, cause I'm rotting knees. I am a stellar brave, I am excelling brave. That damn energy, you told me what I'm gonna be. I am a stellar brave, I am excelling brave. That damn energy, you told me what. Just a chest beneath a drop bomb. Try to fix it then. Told me to repent. Ask me to sit down. Better see that you stay clean. No need to beg on both knees. Unlike the rest, it's different from the best. It was a fucking tease. I am a selling wave. I am excelling wave. That terminology. You told me what I'm gonna be. I am a selling wave. I am excelling wave. That terminology. Tell me what I'm gonna be. What am I gonna be?
Dead old trees, rocking ferries in the dark. they drank some beers, they pissed off the fucking beer. They cursed the god who made the winds of piss, dress, shoes and socks. Lend me this month's rent, my dad just brought around. You'll get your money right before I leave this town. Lend me this month's rent, I'm working underground, claiming all my riches at the lost and found. For a while I was painting houses in San Francisco, coastal lots. In the evening I would drink my wages on the weekends down the slots. The bartender aimed at me over a lousy cup of tea. You must be a phony drunken poet, 'cause I fucked all the jocks and cops. Lend me this month's rent, my dad just bought around. You'll get your money right before I leave this town. Lend me this month's rent, I'm working underground, finding all my riches at the lost and found. My dad just needs to get some air, he's underneath the fence. He's thankful for the chair and he'll lend me this month's rent. Venues while I'm lying on the floor. My dad worked for 35 years. I believe I'll work for more. I can't believe it was a shot. Then I chased what I got. Now if you are waiting for me, your ass just mind me the fucking door. Let me this month's rent. My dad just brought around. You'll get your money right before I leave this town. Let me this month's rent. I'm working underground, finding all my riches at the lost and found.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Before the music, we heard this is my second part of the interview with Johnny of The Swinging Udders. And we discussed some of his projects he's involved in. And then I played you some music by those projects. The last song we heard was by Ann Beretta. And this is the song where Johnny told the story about how he, after the show, just did a little bit of singing on their song Haywire, which came out on the album To All Our Fallen Heroes. Before that, we heard one of his other bands or projects called Filthy Thieving Bastards, and that was a song of their album I'm a Son of the Gun, and that was a track called Phony Drunken Poet. And I opened this block of music with Drug Lords of the Avenues, another project where Johnny is involved, and that was a song called Stalling Breed from their album Sing Songs. Yeah, that was great success. Let's move on. As I promised in the second part of the show, I will play you my interview with the Dreadnoughts at Andrew Squid Wishes of the Dreadnoughts. And the reason for that, because the band plays Vancouver, finally a local show on March 16th at the Rickshaw with the Dreadnoughts, obviously, headlining the performance. Cornshed, Princess Di, and myself, I will be spinning MP3s with Polka Music, aka DJ, disc jockey, MP3 files, Polka. So we talked on the phone with Andrew, and as always, interviews with him always are full of energy. So let's hear a song of you by the Dreadnoughts, and then I will play you my interview with Andrew of the Dreadnoughts, which are playing in Vancouver at the Rick Show March 16th. But for now, Polka Never Dies off their album Polka's Not Dead. The Dreadnoughts.
Your eyes were filled with stars, so you picked up a guitar, and how the people gave the attention that you crave. Tonight, the stage is yours, but the world has watched you rise and fall a thousand times before. Polka never
Let's go! treated. That's the way you want to win. Head down, play nice, on the way to paradise. Scraping and staggering until the bitter end. Oh friend, I've seen it all before. Told you why you're poor, but the only way to death is through the apple tree. Life is the latest breath. Life is a mystery, all in the sacred way. We wander every day, tear up the Tennessee. You want a piece of me now? Tree. Life is a lady's breath, life is a mystery. Along the sacred way, we wander every day. Tear on the Tennessee, you want a piece of me now?
Welcome to the show. Andrew Skid Wish is the tallest member of the Dreadnoughts.
And the best looking member of the Dreadnoughts.
Okay, sorry, I used the wrong expression, but I agree. Welcome to Back to Play in Vancouver. It's St. Patrick's Day show, Dreadnought show at the Rickshaw March 16th with yourself, Cornshed, Princess Di, and I will be spinning MP3 files of polka music at this event.
Absolutely magnificent. I'm glad to be back. Isn't this an anti-St. Patrick's Day show again? I forget. I don't keep up on all this promotion.
Unfortunately not. That was actually my question, because last year it was anti-St. Patrick's Day, and you said that, and I agreed with you, that St. Patrick's is a little bit racist, because it, you know, you need to celebrate all other cultures of drinking days as well. My question is, what kind of international days you've been celebrating since you discovered that Irish day is a little bit racist?
Well, ever since I've seen Marco get absolutely, the stupid Swedish bastard, ever since I've seen him get absolutely annihilated on Swiss national holiday, I just can't help but, you know, sing the Swiss national anthem in my heart every time that that day comes around.
So you're expanding, you're kind of diversifying your international drinking occasions.
Absolutely, and you know, I this part time I did take part in Lent as well. It's, I guess that's sort of an international holiday. It's more religious than anything, but this time I gave up crappy Celtic Irish bands for Lent.
Yeah. Also, the last few shows you played, it was Halloween and St. Patrick's Days, and you're playing on, say, like in the March on anti-St. Patrick's Day again. What's up with those two specific dates? Why those dates stand out for you and you play in Vancouver?
Because the Dreadnoughts are just keeping up this holiday theme. Soon we'll be doing a Christmas show.
Oh.
We'll be dressing up like elves, and then we'll, you know, St. Valentine's Day show where basically we just hug and kiss each other on stage.
Wow, those two actually, that could be extremely exciting to for the fans to enjoy.
I found that last example very erotic, personally.
And just imagine Dreadnoughts doing a love ballad on chairs.
Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, something like that. So talk to the guys. Maybe we'll see you next February at the show or something.
Maybe I'll have to convince them to see what happens.
I just was reviewing your Facebook page, and you posted in a Facebook page that you will be playing some songs that you never played before, or you never play anymore. And you posted a voting contest for all the fans, and so far, the song about one-eyed married prostitute is winning.
Yes, Mary the One-Eyed Prostitute Who Saved Us from the Heist, So far, that's the winner right now. I forget what the second highest is. I believe it's the Samovar.
Samovar, yeah, it is there. I'm looking at it right now, so I can keep you up online with what's happening here.
I'm pretty sure it's like 7 votes apiece or something right now. Nothing very high. Get out there and vote
11.
For something good. Oh, 11. Oh, my God.
Mary's killing it.
She's killing it. She was actually a real person, you know?
Really?
Tell
the story.
She burned her cigarette in the back of Marco's leg. The stupid Swedish rat. And then she kind of got left behind, I believe, crying and wailing by a bus stop.
Wow.
And then they went on a trip, and then they lost her at the high seas.
And you wrote a song, obviously, about it. You had to do that. How familiar are you with those songs? Will it take you a long time to remember those songs? How long it's been you have played?
It just all goes diddly diddly diddly, and then you just kind of phone it in.
So,
although I might actually have to pick up my bass for the first time in like 4 months, but we'll see how it goes.
You always make it very good, so it doesn't really matter. It's just the fun aspect, and then if you miss occasional notes, I don't think the drunken crowd will even notice that.
Personally, I like to think we try to endanger every show by getting absolutely annihilated. This is best. This is best done by, I believe, Drew, the Dread Pirate Drizzle, Dread Pirate Drizzle, who tries to undermine the show every time by just getting absolutely annihilated on cider and Jim Beam.
Speaking of cider, last time we talked, you mentioned that one of your pre-show drinks when you're trying to get easy to, and you know, take it easy and get into the drunkenness of the show is cider bombs. Could you please tell a little bit about this specific drinking aspect so maybe I can get prepared for the show and do cider bombs?
Absolutely. Well, the history of British Columbia consists of very, very bad cider, with the exception of Marydale cider in Victoria. So what did we do? We tried to make a Strongbow cider a lot less sweet by adding a shot of Canadian rye whiskey. This is actually a tasty alternative. Like, you think it'd be something terrible, but it's actually something enjoyable and wonderful, and everybody should try it.
All right, this is my pre-show drinks, looks like cider bomb.
Well, I'm a gin and tonic man myself. Sometimes I go for whiskey, but the cider bomb is definitely, definitely a good one to have.
All right, I'll check it out. Cider bomb dreadnought style.
And maybe I can pick up some rakia or from some of the Croatians out there somewhere. I'm going to task one of the Croatian fans out there to bring me some rakia.
Oof. Please do.
For those who don't know, rakia is basically the equivalent of Croatian moonshine.
Oh, wow. That sounds exciting.
Oh, it's hype, man. Feel the hype.
All right, thank you so much for finding time. I will see you March 16th at the Rickshaw, playing all the best songs, playing One Day to Marry with Cornshed also, and Princess Die.
Absolutely, and I will be out there spreading as much anarchy as I possibly humanly can.
Sounds good, man. Thank you so much for the interview.
I love you, Tim.
I love you.
Catch you later.
See ya. Bye-bye. Hello. Yes, that was pretty much fun. As you can expect, there will be a lot of drinks on March 16th at the Rickshaw, where the Dreadnoughts, Cornshed, Princess Die will be playing the show, huh? All those drinks, Cider Bomb and that other Croatian one, good stuff. Should be a very fun night. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was the punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We did the interview with the Dreadnoughts, we did the interview with the Swingin' Otters, and we played some music. great success. I think it was a great success. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, also on iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is it. This is the end of the show. And I would like to wrap up things with a song by the band called Dead to Me from their album, debut album called Cuban Ballerina. And this will be a song, Something New. The punk rock nerds might have a hint why the hell did I start the set of the show with the song by One Man Army, and I'm finishing it with Dead to Me, and I'm playing the interview with someone from Swingin' Others, and yeah, basically Johnny talked a little bit about it. But yeah, that was my, I don't know, some interesting moment, hopefully. This is it, thank you so much, Dead to Me, Something New, from Cuban Ballerina. Have a super weekend.
could be good, but you know I try to keep the future closed, closed up like a fist. Even sleeping in the wild, oh, the blackest wave was a swimming just to drown.
Thank you. to hold on. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning,
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know?